Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to do the weekly routine here. Life is all about routine, so you will enjoy this adventure that we have together for the next hour. It's the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, the list provided by the folks at Talkers Magazine. We have one more of these to do before we get to the end of the year. Jennifer Horn is here to ply us with her favor and her intelligence and the way she approaches things on the radio. She does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles and also is here on the Good Day program and has been attached at the hip to this program for most of her adult life. So there you go. There's a, you can put that on your resume, Jen.
Thank you, which has been 4 minutes.
Right. Yeah, if you're what, your adult life, yeah. Jay Kirshner is here from the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. The list is kind of not dissimilar from what we've had in the last few months. Number 10 on the list, the war continues between the Russians and Ukrainians. I watched on the plane coming to California, was it Boys in the Band? Is that what the HBO, what was it? I want to say the Brotherhood, but I think it was Boys in the Band. It was a story about World War II and Donnie.
Oh, Band of Brothers?
Well, Band of Brothers, that was it. Yeah, Neil McDonough's in it, and Donnie Wahlberg, and some other, maybe the actors you all know. But it was really kind of one of those gritty war stories, frankly. And so when you see some, the news media basically whitewashes a lot of this stuff. And there was another one that I remember. It was the one that Tom Hanks was in. Remember that? It was how the
about Saving Private Ryan.
So, yeah, frankly, that was
very good, Jay. Look at you.
Vivid. Yep, she's on it. Okay, so anyway, the war is number 10. That war. The shipping problems as a result of the Middle Eastern war is number 9. Hunter Biden, oh, gee. Did you hear, ladies? He's being investigated. Wow, that's number 8. Situation with the economy and in improving is some good news. Of all the things that are on this list, the only really bright spot for me is looking at the way the economy is kind of turning around. The migrant situation, exactly the opposite. Went through some numbers, and I'll go through them again with you, Jennifer. What's going on with people that are coming into our country. The war in the Middle East and its connection to anti-Semitism, number 5. Both the Trump and Giuliani have got some legal problems, and that's number 4. Number 3, the approval ratings or lack thereof for Joe Biden. Let's see, the presidential contenders, number 2, and Trump off the ballot in Colorado is number 1. I want to start, though, with something. We'll get to that and get to all of these things because they're highly emotional. Most of the things on this list are highly emotional. This is not. When I arrived in California last night, I come to you with always at least one California story as we get into this. The storms in California, here in Southern California, where you and I are, major rainfall. This is, they say, a once every 1,000-year storm. But that's what they said about the hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah, right,
this
exactly.
This is the atmospheric river that you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are flood watches around, that sort of thing. They don't really know what to do with it here. And the reason that I bring the story up is because a lot of people would be traveling into areas like Southern California for the holiday weekend.
Yeah, where the delay is this time. Usually it's the East Coast.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so when I get off the plane, we were on time when we landed at LAX. My daughter came to pick me up. And she knew what time to come, and she left. But normally, it takes her 10 minutes to get from her house in Mar Vista to the airport. So 40 minutes later, she's still 40 minutes away from being able to get into the airport. And what was most telling about it is when we left, once we get off the airport, we were back at her house in 10 minutes. But yeah. The reason I bring it up is because it certainly is going to affect what's going on, and because so many flights begin and end in Los Angeles and Southern California, you're going to have a lot of that sort of thing. There are 9, you said, atmospheric rivers. I think there are 9 of them. Right? Or sort of
all I know is that I almost had to swim to work. Yes, on Thursday because it was the when it rains quickly. And the problem is that the storm wasn't here forever and ever and ever. It's not just like a buildup of rain. It's just that it came in. It was a slow moving storm and it dumped a lot of water in a very fast period of time. It just kept dumping and dumping and dumping. And the roads are such a disgrace in California. Even though we pay so much to live here, that when the water starts to puddle, then you've got to get people out to, literally like little rivers, little oceans you have to drive through, and then people underestimate how much that is. They get stuck in their cars. Then you've got Caltrans who have to come out and fix and clean up the mud that comes when the water comes and then subsides. I mean, it becomes a mess, and that throws traffic off on the roads. But also, there were lightning strikes with this particular storm, so I'm sure that also probably was trouble for airports or airplanes coming in and out of LAX. But
well, we came around.
They say everything's drying out, so we'll see.
Yeah, let's hope so for the weekend. Normally, we land when we come into LAX, you land from the east, but we didn't. We landed from the west.
They reroute a lot now.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's talk about the Israeli situation, which in this week's list is number 5. I think it's been in the middle of the list pretty much since it started. This whole situation with the offensive against Hamas and whether or not it's succeeding, Israel says that it has downed at least 10 or 12 of the battalions, killed thousands of fighters, but Hamas is still at it. So how successful the top leaders are still alive? The top leaders of Hamas don't even live around there. The top leaders live in Turkey and they live in France, and they're not anywhere near any of this stuff. They're just directing on Zoom. Can you believe it?
I know.
They're using Zoom to tell these guys where to go, and I'm not talking about the Israelis, I'm talking about Hamas. They're connected with them from their bunkers and their lavish homes. It's amazing that these people don't get, when they see the way the leaders of Hamas live, how come the rank and file don't start asking questions about, you know, what's going on here? Why?
Because this is an ideology. This is not traditional war. It's not even like Russia and Ukraine, where you've had some Russians just say, you know what, I'm out. This is about an ideology where Jews are evil, Americans are evil, the West is evil, and they're supposed to kill you for God. And so when that is in your brain, you put up with a lot and you overlook a lot because, I mean, this was really beat into you from the time you were a baby.
Well, there's also the coverage of this, the usual news media foes here focusing on how bad Israel is for dropping all these 2,000-pound bombs in areas of Gaza where they told civilians they could go because it would be safe. And so what's the story? UN resolution calling for more aid to Gaza. So is that – did the United States in the UN vote against that? I've forgotten what happened this past. Was it last week?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's ridiculous that the UN thinks that they have any control over
any
what
power.
Israel is doing in their country. So all these votes are very symbolic because Israel needs to finish the job. Do you know what a waste of life it would be if they just stopped now?
Right.
You've got to go through and destroy. Yeah, I mean, and not only a waste of money, but a waste of the lives that were lost getting there on both sides. You got to knock down the tunnels. You got to finish the job. They're close to doing that. You let them do it. And the UN should just sit down. It's almost there. I mean, you listen to Netanyahu and he says, what, 3-4 more weeks and they can destroy the tunnel system? Fine.
Well, so then what happens afterwards, though? Let's say they do all of that. Meanwhile, the main adversary here isn't really Hamas. It's Iran. Iran has funded this. I found out that, you know, they got the money from a hedge fund. They borrowed against the $6 billion that the United States supposedly gave them back, which they kind of really didn't. But the hedge fund, who's running a hedge fund that will loan money to Iran to disrupt the Middle East the way that they are? Who's running? I want to know. I've been trying to find out who the hedge fund was and where it was located. One of the things that I found out, or at least it seemed, that it was a hedge fund that's located in London, And there are a lot of, plenty of Middle Easterners running businesses in London. I suppose anything's possible, but wow. I mean, think about that. And that's one of the things that hasn't been much discussed this week because everybody's so busy crying and moaning and groaning about the poor Palestinians. Okay, so the Palestinians are having a rough time of it, but, you know, couldn't they do something if they don't like the situation instead of everybody moaning and groaning about it? Why don't the Palestinians say, we don't want our world destroyed. We don't want Hamas to be as influential as they are in creating the hubbub that they do. Then there's the story also, and I don't know what the origin of this was, ladies, but there's a thing floating around this week that Israel knew, and I wish I could find it right here at the moment, but I can't find it. The info that leads one to believe that Israel knew that the Hamas organization had been funded 2 years ago to pull this off. So if Israel is...
We all knew this. This is what's so funny to me. Like, I don't know why that seems like such a bombshell. It's like, I think it tries to make the media feel bad and stick it to Netanyahu because they're not a fan of his or right. whatever. But, I mean, we all know that Hamas has been saying that they're going to attack Israel because they've been saying they were going to attack Israel. They've been doing it for 2 years. We know for decades they've been funded by Iran. I mean, I don't know. It just... It seems silly because everybody's like, the smoking gun is here. They knew, of course, they're Israel. They knew they were going to be attacked. I don't know that they knew to what extent to how it was going to be carried out, but holy smokes.
What'd you say, Jen? I mean, Jay?
Yeah, I was just saying, didn't know the when or anything.
Yeah. All right, now connected to this at number five is this ugly wave of anti-Semitism that has swept across not only our nation on college campuses, but a lot of the folks here in Los Angeles, people work in Hollywood, what I think is sometimes referred to as the Hollywood elite are out there, the pro-Palestinian marches and the things that are going on big college campuses and small college campuses. I don't get how, I'm looking at some of the pictures of some of these protests, you know, the kids are holding up signs, end the occupation and cease fire now, and Harvard must recognize genocide. It's kind of ignorant. And college campuses are supposed to be the seat of knowledge, and there certainly isn't much knowledge being demonstrated in all these protests. That would be my read on it. 18 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. So that one with a huge 86% success rate, you get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
All right, let's get ourselves wrapped around what's going on in social media, because during the Good Day program, which is not really the model for the show because we have Jennifer and Jay and Doug talking about specific items that are on the Talk Radio Countdown list every week, but social media becomes a part, and we can pull ourselves into some of the comments from people because we ask these questions every week of our listeners, and so they weigh in on a lot of the things that do end up being discussed on the Talk Radio Review. Does that last 30 seconds make any sense?
Yes.
Hopefully.
Sounds
good, thank you. All right, so just as a part of the social media focus here, before we get to some of the listener comments, Xfinity has been hacked. And what does that do for the 36 million people who have Xfinity in their home? Apparently, they have become very vulnerable, as other companies are, to a third-party hack. Third-party, 36 million people, though, could be impacted by this. So somebody else beside Xfinity is working on, is this the computer stuff that the third party's doing, Jay? Well, who is it that's the bad guy here in all of this? Because from what I can see, usernames, passwords, and all of that stuff were stolen.
Yeah, and they didn't name who the third-party vendor is that was servicing Xfinity, but the information stolen for not all of their customers, but still 36 million people. That's incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you notice they never say whenever it's information was stolen, they never say exactly what information was stolen? If you're on automatic payments, do they have your credit card information? Is it just your name and your address? Like, where are we going with this?
Yep, right, exactly. So word to the wise.
Social security numbers.
Efficient. Yep, all right, got it. Now, our comment line, each day on the Good Day, we have social media that you can obviously approach, whether it be Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or... I did ask you about YouTube last week. I did, right? Maybe not as much YouTube as X, but at any rate. News stories that you're following this week. Jim Mancuso says, the idiots screaming about the border that know nothing about the border or our laws. And this guy also thinks that it's good that Colorado is... What his line is, Colorado for the win. That's got to be something that we talk about because there's a real...
It's a doozy.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, right. All right, let's see. Jay, why don't you do this? You're good at picking this stuff up. Jan Rose, she's also into the Colorado thing. I think.
Yeah, it seems like Colorado and border stuff was definitely the two biggest things. Jan Rose chimed in, Colorado, supports them totally. I live close to the border, so that's always an issue. Jay Martin, Colorado interference in the election is backfiring. Trump is only going to gain more support.
Do you think that's true? Do you think, Jennifer, you're a big supporter of Trump. Do you think this is going to backfire? I don't think it is.
I think it already has backfired. I think it's just like the lawsuit.
Among the core supporters, yes. But among people...
No, I mean, look at how...
I think it's changing some people's minds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
changing it for the better or the worse?
No.
In support of...
Among whom?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not across the country. There's no way Trump has 70% support
across
the country.
He's got 70% support.
No.
Don't believe it.
What's the source of that?
After just look at Real Clear Politics.
Yeah, that's a right-wing whack job.
Yeah, well, but there are people who don't like, it doesn't even matter about it being Donald Trump, they don't like the fact that this is happening, so they will go against it anyway. You can take Donald Trump out of it and put somebody else in, and they would change their mind and start going in support of this person because of what is going on.
We would sanction countries that do this, and Real Clear Politics, not right-wing, it's the conglomerate of all the polls across the country.
All right, so here's what, this is my, so you can start throwing stuff at me. I think this is going to snowball. I don't think the Supreme Court takes it up. I think there are five people there, even among the Republicans, that don't want to see Trump as president. And I don't think they're going to take it up. And I think if they don't take it up, then it holds in Colorado and it spreads to states like California. Other states will take him off the ballot. Let's see if I'm not right on that. Okay, I know it doesn't sound like music to your ears, those of you who like Trump, but I think that could happen. All right, 28 after here.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court has opted not to address, at least for now, a case regarding whether Donald Trump has immunity from prosecution for alleged crimes committed during his presidency. Friday, the High Court rejected a request from federal special counsel Jack Smith to expedite the proceedings connected to Trump's purported efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is warning travelers that bad weather could affect holiday travel.
We may see some bad weather impacting travel around Christmas and New Year's. FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility.
He says they plan on holding airlines accountable for cancellations and delays. Medical professionals advise exercising caution as families gather for the holidays. Dr. Marina Kellner from Westchester Medical Center highlights the increasing number of COVID cases, along with a surge in flu and the respiratory virus RSV. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, discussed by Jennifer Horn from Carol A in Los Angeles and the Good Day program. Jake Kirshner on the Good Day Show with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The situation with migrants, number 6 this week on the Talk Radio story list from Talkers Magazine, which you can get, by the way, by going to Good Day Show or talkers.com, gooddayshow.com. So the border and what's going on at the border, almost everything that we talk about, or certainly many things that we talk about, certainly it affects the economy, as that's number 7 this week. So the two of those things, I think, are somewhat tied together. But the war in the Middle East and the war with the Ukrainians bringing a lot of people to this country. So I did a little nosing around, ladies, to find out where these people that are
noser.
Coming... I am, yes. I'm a noser. I'm a noser and I'm noisy. I'm noisy and a noser. How's that? So the people coming into this country who are coming here illegally, the fact that there are millions of illegals that have come into this country since Biden became president, I mean, that's enough to disqualify him in my mind, never mind all the other malfeasance that's going on. But the Border Patrol has apprehended, of the millions that admittedly have come in here, the Border Patrol has arrested almost 2 million illegals. I don't know how many were arrested when Trump was president, but, I mean, you look at these numbers, and you still see all these people coming into this country from Afghanistan, from Egypt, from Iran, from Iraq. These people are coming into the United States of America, from Jordan, Lebanon, Pakistan, Syria, Turkey, from Yemen. Why do we need anybody? You know, does this sound ignorant on my part?
Yeah, that's exactly the thing. What are they here for?
And what's the answer to that question? Whatever they're here for, I don't see anything good coming out of it, because we can't answer that question, Jennifer. We don't know what they're here for.
And that's the thing. It's not that you want to shut down all immigration, but we have to know why people want to come into this country, especially at a time like this when things are hot and fiery and there is chaos, and that people from China to Iran to the Middle East would Russia would love to see harm to the United States. You've got to figure out who's coming into this country and for what reason.
You know, speaking of that, apparently the U.S. military and the Chinese military are talking. The leaders of the armed forces here and the leaders of the Chinese armed forces are talking. I think Xi, it became noted this week that during that San Francisco connection, what was that, 2-3 weeks ago, when they had the thing up in San Francisco.
When they miraculously cleaned the city, right.
Yeah, right, yeah. No drugs, no homeless, streets are clean. Yeah, it's fabulous. So apparently Xi told Joe that he was going to make sure that before he was out of office that Taiwan was a part of China. And he hoped that it would be peacefully, it would be done peacefully. And I was what I was trying to find out is what Biden's response to that was. All I know is the Xi side of the argument or the conversation, and that is, I'm just telling you up front, pal, one way or another, we're taking Taiwan back. And so, you know, what does that do for the reality? How many places can we be involved in? Here's what I did, Jennifer. Maybe you have done this on your program. Jay and I, actually, I had the conversation, and Jay, I think, was kind of bemused by where I went with the conversation about money and how it goes, how the money circulates. For those of you who didn't hear the conversation, this is for the benefit of the weekend audience. If you don't know how the U.S. Foreign aid policies work, here's how they work. And this applies to Iraq. I'm sorry, it did apply to Iraq, but applies to the war. We're supporting Ukraine. We're certainly supporting the Israelis. But more directly and more deliberately in Ukraine, what happens when we, let's say, was it $38 billion that Joe Biden asked for? The Ukrainians take that $38 billion, and they are told when they get the money that they have to spend it with American companies. So if you need tanks, you need planes, you need guns, you got to buy them from us. And it's not always clear whether they're buying them directly from the manufacturer or whether they're dealing with a third party or an intermediary or a gun runner, basically, because that's what they are. The weapons dealers, among the wealthiest people in the world, these people who broker the sale, not necessarily in Ukraine, but elsewhere around the country, where there's illicit sale of drugs. Drugs and weapons. So anyway, all of that money comes back to America in some way, shape, or form, except with the problem that the Republicans are having, and this is an appropriate question to ask. Okay, we can trace about 90% of it. Where's the rest of it? And everybody's saying, huh? So where is that money
just
going?
Just uncovered another problem. We get involved. Yeah. We throw a lot of money into stuff, and then where does it go?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a very legitimate question, and people should know. You know, nobody's taught how this works in school. I didn't know how it worked until I went. Remember when I took all those trips with the people from the State Department, Jennifer, when Clinton was president? You were around then. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I was when Clinton was president. I was pretty young, but I think I remember hearing about him.
Yeah, right. Okay, so anyway, you ought to know that that's what's going on, and that's one of the reasons that there's not an answer to the question where the money go, because it has been siphoned off by the third-party vendors, if you will, in part the corruption. And by the way, it doesn't. When there is money being spent, the Pentagon budget was announced this week, I think it was $880 billion, miraculously up about $100 billion from what it was a year or two ago. And so how much money is being spent on various things? There was an article in, I'm trying to remember where I saw it the other day, about this new destroyer that's being built it's not being built in America because they can't seem to figure out how to build them in America. So it's being built in Ireland, I think. Some shipbuilding outfit in Ireland is building our destroyers for us rather than down at Pascagoula or wherever, up in Bath, Maine, where they used to build all of our ships. Apparently they can't do it, so they put it out to bid, and this company in Scotland or Ireland got the bid for $1 billion apiece.
Is that all?
Think about that. They're building 26 of these things to keep up with the submarines that the Chinese have developed. Do you know what kind of, I mean, how crazy is the world that we're spending? And look at the people who are benefiting, the military-industrial complex making jillions of dollars trying to keep up with, building 26 of these things to make sure that we can follow Chinese submarines around. Huh? $1 billion. We don't know that. Nobody talks about that. I don't think that people talk. Are you talking about that, Jennifer, on your program? I don't hear it talked about anymore.
No.
Yeah. Okay, let's keep moving here because there are a couple of other things that I think deserve some attention. Number 8 on the people list is Mike Johnson. Is he the right guy at the right time? Is he a straightforward leader? Can he unite the Republicans as House Speaker? Can he bring things, he did a pretty good job with some of the first issues that he had to deal with. I don't even know where we are now on the budget. Because was 45 days? Doesn't all that stuff run out at the end of the month? We don't have.
He passed it earlier. Remember, it went through, so we're not up to the down talk.
I thought that we had the thing that was passed was only 45 days. It was it's longer.
That could be true. Back into January.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I thought
they're gone for the holiday.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Because they did so much good.
Put on hold.
Did you see the numbers? There were 789 bills that were discussed in Congress this year, and only 34 or 35 got passed. That's
great.
All they did.
That's what I want. I actually want that. I heard someone talking yesterday about how this class of Congress was chaotic and didn't get anything done. And yes, it was chaotic. I'll give you that. But I don't care that they didn't get anything done. The worst thing is more laws in my mind. So good. I'll take 34 or whatever it was. I'll take it.
Well, but what are we paying for?
Stay out of the way.
What other kind of stuff are they getting into, though? If they're not doing the people's business, then what are they doing with their time? What are they doing in the name of?
They're doing what they did the last time around. They're investigating. They're arguing with each other. They're showboating. They're doing all that kind of stuff.
Hmm.
Very busy. Right. It takes a lot of work.
Yeah, right. to mess things up. Number 2 on the story. This is kind of bouncing around a little bit here. The presidential race, how Nikki Haley is doing, how Ron DeSantis is doing. There are ads running. DeSantis's PAC has paid for ads to be on all the Boston television stations and radio stations, focusing on Nikki Haley because New Hampshire has the first in the nation primary. It's in February, and so they're already running attack ads aimed at trying to discredit her as a serious presidential contender, and it's all coming from that rat DeSantis. I think he is, at least with Trump, you kind of know where he's coming from, right? Everybody knows what he's all about from top to bottom. DeSantis is a sneak. And I just find him.
I don't really want to defend DeSantis because he's not
thank
my favorite.
Yeah.
But I also, this is just what happens during the primary process. And here's the thing. Nikki Haley has all the donors that Ron DeSantis started out with. Now, that's all his fault. He lost them. He had a terrible launch to his campaign. But also, DeSantis is running out of money and he's running out fast. And I think
good.
What he's banking on is that everything is based on Iowa. If he doesn't win Iowa, which is January 15th, we'll hit the new year and it'll be straight into election season. If he doesn't win that, I can't imagine he gets past much in New Hampshire because he's going to need Nikki Haley to lose, and she's winning. Well, she's winning handily in that state, but it's Trump's state. The truth is Trump's going to win Iowa and he's going to win New Hampshire, and these guys are volleying for second place at this point.
Well, Nikki Haley, is she vying for second place or is she vying for a spot as the vice president?
The thing that Nikki Haley has done to herself is positioned herself as such a war hawk that I think Trump would consider adding her to the ticket because he's used her before in his administration. But I think the Trump base would turn on Trump if he picked Nikki Haley as his vice president. Mm-hmm. She is not popular with the MAGA base at all.
You can see that.
Put it in perspective, Real Clear Politics, which I promise you, even though you called it right wing, is just a conglomerate of polls. And right now in New Hampshire, it's Trump 46, Haley 24, Christie in third place with 10, and then DeSantis with 9. And then in Iowa, Trump's got 51% to DeSantis's 18. And then Haley's got 16 there.
All right. So let's say Trump does run Who are the number, you know, two or three or four people that are most likely to get consideration? This Christy Noem of South Dakota. I don't get it.
I think she's done because she was having, she was allegedly having an affair with Corey Lewandowski. So I think she was on the top of the list, but I think that because she's got personal stuff to deal with, I think she might be off the list.
Hopefully she's off the list.
She's, you know, the thing that Trump is I think Trump knows he needs is someone who's not going to compete with this personality. And Carrie Lake,
Tim Scott,
is really nice. I think Tim Scott is high on the list. I think Ben Carson is high on the list.
I
think Sanders.
What about Stefanik?
She's actually, I've heard she's on the list. I don't think he's going to pick her, but I have heard that she's on the list.
Yeah.
Anyways, Larry Elder believes he's on the list.
Larry's on the list?
Yeah. So.
An interesting, combination of things. Yeah. Okay, well, at least we know we could talk to somebody if he gets to be the vice presidential candidate. All right, ladies, we continue here. It's 48 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to review the charts for this past week, December 18th to the 22nd. Officially, we go through the stories, the top 10 from Talkers Magazine. You get these lists, by the way, at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. The people and the stories. So on the story list, the top 10, according to Talker's research this week, is number 10, the war between the Russians and Ukrainians, where the money goes, is part of the focus. At number 9, the shipping attacks that are related to what's going on with the, the Middle Eastern war. Hunter Biden makes it at number 8. The investigation continues. It seems almost banal at this point. The economy is number 7. Some good news there that we ought to focus on. Number 6, the migrant situation. Not good news there. The war and it's leading us into more anti-Semitism. Trump and Giuliani and their legal issues. The Biden approval ratings, number 3. Number 2, presidential race. And number 1, Trump gets booted off the Colorado ballot. That's the number, the 1 through 10 stories this week. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine this week, the official list according to, according to Hoyle, because there's an authority figure right there, but this is straight from Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. At number 10, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. Hunter Biden is at 9 on the people list. Mike Johnson, new speaker, is 8. Mark Meadows is at 7. Benjamin Netanyahu, prime minister in Israel, is 6. Ruby Freeman is 5. Rudy Giuliani is 4. Nikki Haley tied with DeSantis in a manner of speaking, and not according to the polls, but at least on our poll of talk radio focus, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis are at 3. Joe Biden is in the number 2 position, and Donald Trump going on forever and ever and ever, it seems. He's getting more attention for a lot of different reasons that are somewhat obvious. At number 1 this week on the People List, Talkers Magazine is where you find it every week, talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen. The situation with Rudy Giuliani on the list this week. The legal woes, I love that word, of Mr. Trump and Mr. Giuliani. With Giuliani, it's a kind of different kettle of fish. I think I equated him, Jay, to Alex Jones, who pulled the same stunt when he was told he had to pay like, $900 million to the people in Connecticut. He just declared bankruptcy, and so they made a settlement that was, I think, $85 million or $65 million, or I don't know what the number is. But here we have Rudy Giuliani, who has filed for bankruptcy. This $148 million defamation judgment against him. The background is something a lot of people don't understand. It has to do with the Georgia election and things that he said about some of the people. I think the election workers' names are Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss. I thought there were more people involved in this than just these two. Am I wrong?
I thought there were more too.
These two were at the lead of it, and they said that Rudy Giuliani said mean things to them, and now he has to pay $148 million. If you think that Rudy Giuliani has $148 million, of course he's filing for bankruptcy. I mean, there's an argument to be made that Alex Jones may have a sizable amount of money, but Rudy Giuliani doesn't have $148 million. Do you think he does?
No, I don't think he does at all.
Do you think it's appropriate to give two women $148 million because mean things were said to them during the election, even if it was absolutely true?
I mean, you know what? I'm going to sue you. You've said mean things about me on the air for a long time. I'm suing you.
Think about all the things you've said in your life and then go, uh-oh. Oh, this doesn't mean people can come back to me for a while. Come on.
Yeah, no. Not at all. All right, so anyway, Rudy, this whole thing has to do with the election fraud, or the, you know, we go back to January of 2020, right? And that whole business who won and who
people
didn't win.
What was going on.
Right? Yeah, right, exactly. So they're doing that. And I think he owes, what did I see? Doesn't he owe taxes in New York and federal taxes, even his
lawyer was like, does any person reasonably believe that Rudy Giuliani would be able to pay $148 million to anybody? It's like blood out of a rock, or, you know, or out of a turnip. You just can't get it.
Yeah. Well, I think what I'm looking at here, number-wise, is that he owes $900,000 to the city. No, let's see here. $990,000 to New York State. Let's see, the IRS is after him for outstanding taxes, $3.7 million to the people who have also defended him, law firms he had. So
they
after he
that.
Left,
yep.
But after he left Trump, after he was mayor of New York, he started a firm, didn't he, that was specializing in protecting, I've forgotten what it actually did, but it was.
Yeah, I think he did something, yeah, with his legal background,
thing.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly. So, anyway, is this the way that, is this where they're all going? You know, this is sort of an aside. There's an article today in the LA Times about how the wealthiest people here in California are leaving and why they're leaving. It sort of is tied to Rudy Giuliani. Yeah, because he didn't want to live in New York anymore because it was too expensive. I remember, I don't even know where, what's his state of residence? Is he still legally a resident or did he move to Florida?
No, I would think it would have to be New York or Florida, right?
Yeah, I would have thought so. Yeah, at any rate. I told you I was going to Palm Beach for New Year's Eve, Jennifer, didn't I?
What? Are you going to Mar-a-Lago? Huh?
Well, apparently there's a stop there.
Oh, my God. You're not allowed to go in there unless you shape up, sir.
No, I'm not going in there. But anyway, I find all of this stuff. They focus on wealth. I had this conversation with somebody on the plane last night about wealth and where it is and why we are attacking the source of jobs. And I mean, I understand people who don't like Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk. Is that a reason not to like somebody because they have a lot of money? They've created how many jobs? Look at what Bezos has done with Amazon. I'm no fan of Bezos, and I don't even think I'm a fan, frankly, of Elon Musk. He's kind of a dope in many respects. But I do like guys like Mark Cuban, who have really done something and created something. And the world is full of those people who are, without them, we don't have the kind of economy that we do have here in America. So food for thought, anyway. 59 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.